This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, salary cap analyst for Pro Football Focus, Brad Spielberger. Brad, good to talk to you again. Tim here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. How's it going?
It's going good. A good day. Well, that's perspective. A lot of people say that they were looking forward to Aaron Rodgers going to another team and going that route. We see what Russell Wilson and that trade with Denver reportedly got in return. The Seahawks got in return for that. Let's talk a little bit about the money. Not confirmed by Aaron Rodgers, but let's just pretend, Brad, for a second that it is the $200 million. For 4 years, when would that hurt the Green Bay Packers? I know it would help them, clearly, to have Aaron Rodgers under center, for sure. But when would that really kill them? Would it be the back half of that deal?
Yeah, I think it would be 2024 would be the earliest where it could be an issue. But it does sound like he's been adamant that he wants the contract to be structured in a way that can kind of benefit both parties, where they can clear salary cap in 2022 and 2023 to obviously bring back guys like Devontae Adams and so on and so forth. But I will say this. We've seen with Drew Brees in New Orleans and Big Ben in Pittsburgh, and you go down the list, you know, Tom Brady with the Buccaneers. Figure it out for the next couple years with Aaron Rodgers. If they have a bad salary cap situation in 2025, you know, who really cares?
I agree with you. I totally agree. I'm living in the moment here because – you know, having him under center is going to give you the most legitimate, credible shot to get to and or win a Super Bowl than you would without him. I mean, even if they did that deal with Denver, and let's say it was the same deal, 2 ones, 2 twos, a five, and Seattle gives, you know, Russell Wilson and a four, and then you get Noah Fant, you get Shelby Harris, and you get Drew Lock. Yeah, Drew Lock and Jordan Love going to battle it out to try and get to a Super Bowl for Green Bay, Brad? I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't bet on it. And that's the thing too, is those first round picks, they're great when you get them in the beginning, but then of course, if Aaron Rodgers is on that team, you would imagine that first round pick becomes, you know, the 25th overall or later pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and although it is. Russell Wilson is in a decent spot. I kind of like that offense out there in Denver with those wide receivers. And, you know, Fant was a little bit of a loss there, but the two-headed monster at running back, and that should be okay for those guys. But again, that's another quarterback out of the NFC. You have Tom Brady out. You have Russell Wilson out. I mean, you're looking at Stafford, Dak Prescott, and Aaron Rodgers, and I think I know where my money's at. That would be Aaron Rodgers in the NFC. That's for sure. What did
you're not betting on Kirk Cousins?
You know what? I do think he's a somewhat underrated quarterback, Brad. Honestly, I do. I look at his numbers, and of course, Justin Jefferson has helped out with that tremendously, and having Dalvin Cook. But my goodness, he's had a decent year. The picks have been down, and I think he's a little bit underrated. He's paid pretty well, what, $30 million plus? But that's just the way these quarterbacks go these days. So. What do you think it is then? If Rodgers is refuting this $200 million four-year deal, what would your guess be that the deal is?
So my guess in the situation is actually that he's not necessarily pushing back on this value. I think it's entirely possible that it is the 4 years, $200 million with the $153 million in total guarantees that were reported. My guess is that there's other aspects to the deal. Obviously, the dollars and cents matter most in these contracts, but there is so much language that goes into this, and in particular, you know, as we saw with Tom Brady this past offseason, he signs a 2-year extension, but, you know, at that point he's 44 years old. And so maybe the thinking more is, how can I structure this in a way where if I do want to maybe retire early or you know, move on or whatever the case may be, I'm not making things more difficult on the Green Bay Packers. I do think, as much as people think otherwise and suggest otherwise, he genuinely does care about the organization, cares about the franchise, cares about his perception among fans of the team and all those things. So if I had to guess that the terms are accurate, it's more about other components of the deal.
So you just don't think that Aaron Rodgers is just sitting back with his agent and saying, it's all about the money, man. You're going to have to pay me. You're paying Mahomes. You're paying Jared Goff, for crying out loud. You're paying Kirk Cousins. You're going to have to pay me. It is about the money. You don't think it's that way with Aaron?
I mean, look, I do think he says, I want to be paid for commensurate with my skill. I'm the back-to-back MVP. I do want to reset the market and get a raise over Patrick Mahomes and become the first $50 million per year quarterback. But I'll tell you, I know this sounds crazy. I think he could push for more than that. I think he could push for $55 million per year based on his production in recent years and based on where the salary cap is set to grow going forward. I think next offseason, both Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert will sign bigger deals than whatever deal he does ultimately sign.
Yeah, my two favorite new quarterbacks in the NFL. I love both those guys, especially despite Burrow making it to the Super Bowl. I think Justin Herbert could be the next elite quarterback in the National Football League. I do. I'm super hot, hip and high on him. Let me have you clear something up for me. And I sincerely, I don't want to act like I know everything here, and I certainly don't on this issue, which is Aaron's got 1 year left on his deal. Is that right, Brad? That's right. Right?
Yep.
Okay. So could it be a cat and mouse game that Aaron's side says, hey, we're under a deal, but it's a heavy, heavy cap hit. The ball's back in your court. I'll come back and adhere to that because I want to make that money. What is it, 33 or some odd million? But really, the onus is on you guys to restructure this because it's a super heavy cap hit, and good luck with that. Could it be that sort of cat and mouse game?
I think there maybe could be part of that, and what he's trying to get out of that is make forcing them to extend Devontae Adams as opposed to making him play on the franchise tag or things of that nature. But, you know, I think at this point, this late in the offseason with free agency getting underway in less than a week now, I think if that was his MO, if that was his angle, he probably would have forced the issue more now because obviously, you know, his Denver Broncos have moved on and traded for Russell Wilson. So I just think it's too late at this point to be playing games like that.
I am impressed with it appears from a number of accounts that the Packers GM, Gutekunst, and Aaron Rodgers, they really are getting along a lot better. I believe that. And I don't think that's a facade, and I don't think that's a made-up thing. I do. Do you get that?
Yeah, it does seem genuine to me. I think it started with Matt LaFleur. I think he was closer with LaFleur at first, and they kind of had to bridge that gap with Gutekunst. But yeah, I do. I think he didn't have to go so far, Gutekunst, and giving him everything he asked for or trading for 10 different players, but just sitting down with him, willing to listen to him, obviously trading for Randall Cobb probably went a long way. But I do. I think the Packers are an old-school organization that wants the power to rest in the front office, and you don't have to sacrifice all of that by still listening to and respecting your franchise quarterback, and I think Rodgers feels that.
Yeah, no doubt. Brad Spielberger, salary cap analyst for Pro Football Focus. Other NFL news real quick. You can comment on any one of these things, but I thought some of these were interesting, Brad. Mike Williams, wide receiver for the Chargers, a new 3-year, $60 million deal. Dalton Schultz of the Cowboys gets the franchise tag. They also restructure the contract of Dak Prescott. I believe that was in the works, and it always is in the works when these quarterbacks sign a big deal. Reports are that the Panthers are at least listening to potential trade proposals for Christian McCaffrey. Russell Wilson traded as well. Your thoughts on some of those moves?
Yeah, you know, I'll start with the McCaffrey thing. I don't think that's realistic. I saw the proposal. They were hoping for a first-round pick and more, which to me means they're not actually listening because there is no team in their right mind that would ever offer that. As for Mike Williams, I think that contract is interesting because 3 years, $60 million to $20 million per year on a shorter-term deal. He gets $40 million of that guaranteed. Look, Devontae Adams is going to get a massive deal, but this just solidifies that for me, where he is going to be pushing the $27.5 to $30 million per year range on an extension. And if I see that Mike Williams deal come in, if I'm him, I just say this is just another justification for why I'm worth every penny of the deal I'm asking for.
Yeah, and Williams, what, 1,100 yards, 9 touchdowns. A good receiver, was derailed a little bit by injury early in his career. But, yeah, you're right. That does send a message across the country here to Green Bay and Devontae Adams. Brad, always a pleasure, dude. I appreciate that, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. You have a good night.
All right, Brad Spielberger from Pro Football Focus, salary cap analyst, joining us here. Green and Gold Extra on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
If applying for a home renovation loan has you feeling anxious, breathe and let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.